AgBioScience is supported by Indiana Farm Bureau.
Welcome to AgBioScience, the number one podcast in the world for innovation in food, animal health, plant science, ag tech, and agriculture.
Okay, so here's the deal. We started this podcast. We actually recorded the whole enchilada and then we stopped, sent it off for production, thought we had the entire month's news, which, by the way, what a doozy. Full month of news, a big one. And then the next day, a big thing happened.
Breaking news.
So much so that we had to crack the mic again. So we're back. Recutting and open. We just decided to move it to the front of the line.
Let's get to this. Breaking news.
The ultimate cold open. This is history on the Ag Bioscience podcast. Libby, take it away.
All right. Secretary Rollins announces USDA reorganization with Indianapolis being named one of the five regional hubs.
Yeah. So like earlier this summer, there were some news floating around that some folk in Indiana had been to D.C. on a visit.
Correct. Now,
it went well.
Visit went well on multiple
fronts.
Fronts. Thank you.
Welcome.
Whew. First and foremost, Senator Banks and Secretary Rollins welcomed many Indiana agriculture leaders to really learn more about Indiana agriculture. And so getting those connections more into Indiana to the USDA Secretary Rollins. But another piece of that was saying, hey, if you're going to do some relocation scouting, no better place than Indianapolis.
And here we find ourselves.
And now here we are.
One of five. So USDA is going to reorganize, restructure a little bit, kind of move away from D.C. as headquarters, reestablish into five hubs across the U.S., get closer to farmers, ranchers across the country. And so Indianapolis is going to get something. We don't know what.
Correct. So USDA large office, over 4,600 employees. I would say more than half will be going, it appears. I am not making that up. There is a press release.
A full memorandum, too, with quite a bit of detail.
Correct. Maybe we can link that.
Yeah.
And so over half of their USDA employees will be moving to these five regional hubs. Really, the point is to get them closer to their customers, to make it more cost efficient. We don't know. USDA, obviously, lots of offices, lots of services that it is provided to commodity groups and farmers and statistics and research and laboratories. And how all of that cookie crumbles, we don't know quite yet. But we do know that Indianapolis will be welcoming new people.
Yeah, we'll definitely link the media release, which also links to a full memorandum in the show notes. So you can kind of get your hands on that information and take a look at what's there. Yeah, one of five. Really, really excited to learn more. This is a multi-month process, as we have been told. So we might not know anything for a while. But when we do, we'll let you know.
We'll let you know. I think the state has had some has great leaders in the help of securing this. You have Governor Braun, you have Senator Banks, and Senator Young have all been part of this, along with Indiana Ag Bioscience companies and those that are helping to share the message, like Agrinovis. So as we know more, you know more.
Yeah. And also, I think Director Lamb, ISDA Director Don Lamb, who we are a big fan of, he did a story with Hoosier Ag Today where he kind of talked about Indiana Team Ag. I love that he calls it that. And so we'll also link that in the show notes. You can get a little bit of information from his perspective as well. A lot out there floating around, just contacts that you can get so you can learn more. But there's what we know now, and we'll fill you in more as we go.
July 2025. might go down as the best month for Indiana Ag Bioscience News.
She's a newsy one. You know, I've always talked about the podcast before the podcast, which are like the conversations that happen before we hit record. And this time we've actually gotten to do one, except it was the podcast after the podcast. And so we've done it. And now we're going to give you the actual podcast. Please enjoy the July recap on Ag Bioscience. Welcome back to Ag Bioscience. Another month gone by, believe it or not. We are at the end of July. I'm Kayla Chittister, producer of Ag Bioscience, hosting the month-end recap. I've got Libby Fritz, vice president of Agrinovis, here with me. Libby, second time, long time. Welcome back to Ag Bioscience.
Thanks for the warm welcome. We're in it now.
We are in it. We were wrapping through the outline of July, and boy, oh boy, don't ever let anyone take that first week of the month off, because stuff will happen.
As a team, thank you, CSP, for the week off.
We love it.
First week of July off, summer break. But industry was just going at it in the month of July. Congratulations to the Ag Biosciences. I mean, woo, we had to narrow this down to four.
News started dropping.
One release had like five announcements in it.
Yes, it certainly did. And we will get to that. And we're going to go slow on that one.
We will, because we also will be learning while sharing.
Indeed. Indeed, we will. From the top, though, we always feel it necessary in the 2 months that we have been doing this. So we say it like an absolute always, feel the need to update people on what's going on with us, a la our search for our next fearless leader.
Yeah, we do. So things are progressing and moving fast. Thank you to everyone who was interested in being our new fearless leader. We will carry the theme equal parts fun, equal parts serious around here. Thanks to our search firm, Medallion Partner, we had a huge showing for interest in this role. And they have been working on narrowing that down with the CEO search committee that is leading the way for Agrinovis. And they are staying true to their timeline. I think we will be announcing our next CEO next month.
That's fast.
I know.
They told us it would be.
People are so eager to work with us. How great is that? I'm gonna spin it that way.
It's good.
Yeah.
I like it.
And so maybe a new voice by this recording next month. Maybe you'll never get rid of me. Maybe I'm just going to elbow my way in here. But probably not a new voice, but we will name someone. And thank you to all of those who are interested. Thank you to those that have championed candidates along the way. I think that we are in good hands with the CEO search committee and CACP leadership and Medallion Partners. I'm excited. Let's see who wants to work with us.
It's going to be so good. For anybody that wants the basic information of what's going on with the search, wants to get updates, learn more about the role itself, agrinovisindiana.com/CEO search. You can also just go to our website. There's a bright green banner on our homepage. You cannot miss it to get to that page. Plenty of information about what's going on with the search there. So more to come on that. We look forward to dropping news for you hopefully next month.
Yeah.
We weren't the only ones with news, though.
We were not. Let's start at the top with AgReliant Genetics. Big news out of them.
Yeah, you know, that one came in pretty hot right ahead of the holiday, and it was a big one. GDM, big acquisition of AgReliant Genetics, and we've had some conversations with their team. Really interesting insight. What a marriage.
What a marriage. And I think it's from everything that we've heard, either from team members of AgReliant Genetic or even the online LinkedIn chatter around the announcement, both teams are very excited for this announcement. It is putting farmers first. It is leveraging brands in North and South America to build a stronger brand of corn, soybeans, sorghum, and alfalfa seeds. Let's go.
Absolutely. We had a chance to, and people will get to watch this, have Dave Pugh, the CFO from AgReliant Genetics, on Ag Bioscience, and that will, run here in the future. And he's amped about this situation. And listening to Dave talk through decision making and analytical thinking is always really interesting. But talking about this specific, you know, acquisition, they're really excited about what they are going to be able to bring to farmers. And that's how they're thinking about it, is this is a really unique value that GDM and AgReliant are going to be able to bring to farmers.
Yeah. I also think the good news for Indiana Ag Bioscience leadership is that it stays here. Brian Barker, who is the current CEO of AgReliant Genetics, is going to be the lead of the North American platform. So that footprint stays here, that leadership stays here, and congratulations to Brian and the whole team.
And we get to hear from Brian soon.
I know. Well, teaser. Are we going to tease this?
We'll Let's tease it. We love a tease. Yeah.
You got to stay around.
We'll talk more about that later in the episode. Should we, let's get to BioMedit and all that this media release entails, because holy cow, what a month they've had. This announcements, they're big.
They're huge. This was a press release, and I highly encourage everyone find it, I mean, obviously on the Agrinovis website, because it is a press release that just kept going and each announcement got more exciting. And so kudos to the team. Congratulations to the team. 3 years in as a company.
Isn't that crazy?
And this press release goes down as one of the biggest and chunkiest and exciting press releases I've ever read.
It's pretty epic. And to your point, the best part about an Oreo is the middle. And so that's where we're going to go first.
Let's go straight into the middle of the press release. BioMedit has announced the successful close of Series B financing for a total of $18.4 million. Congratulations. But what is that financing doing? Let's get into the pipeline. They're announcing a significant milestone in the development and prevention of broiler chicken mortality with a solution that will be a first-of-its-kind probiotic-vectored antibody, so solving disease not through antibiotics.
Optivant is what it's called, and it gets to move through its next phase. It feels like this has been moving pretty quickly for them. And this disease causes an estimated $6 billion in annual losses worldwide. Isn't that crazy?
That's crazy. This will be such a revolutionary product in the pipeline for farmers of broilers chickens. They're in USDA approval. They're going through the lab work. They're doing all the things. And so congratulations to them. But guess what? Doesn't end there in their production pipeline.
No, it absolutely doesn't. I will say before we move on to this, Elaine Watson from AgFunder News spoke to Aaron Schott, CEO of BioMedit, maybe a month ago on this. If you haven't seen that story, it's fantastic. We'll link it in the show notes so you can go back and read it if you'd like. Really, really great story from Elaine. Moving on to the product pipeline, though, because there is more happening broader from BioMedit. They also have a grant from USDA working on targeting highly pathogenic avian influenza.
Such a huge thing.
Problem right now, yeah. Right? They're also working with NIH, the award for early research into a human therapeutic application based on BioMedit technology. So One Health, anyone? And then one more, right?
Let's keep going.
The Global Methane Hub grant to investigate genetic systems in the rumen. And so this complements the previously awarded Gates Foundation grant they got of $4.5 million that they received in 2023, which was basically right when they founded and launched BioMedit.
But it doesn't end there, because they're also going for their methane reduction platform for first feed additive candidate now is in vivo evaluation for reducing enteric methane emissions in cattle production. So this is an congratulations to the BioMedit team. That was a release, and we're not done, by the way. There is still another announcement in that release. But when you want to look at their portfolio, and we keep talking about this sustainability method of treating animals and diseases, and it's in that probiotic theme, congratulations, BioMedit.
Yeah, the discovery just continues to accelerate there.
Yeah, but it doesn't end there, because when you have all of this exciting news, you could add to your team in some key leadership forms. So congratulations for adding two people to the AgriNovus team, or to the BioMedit team. One of the names should be familiar to this audience. Not only has she been on the podcast, but she used to serve in a board of director role for Agrinovis, and that is Kristen Boink, as joining as the vice president of development, and then Andrew Carlson as the chief commercial officer. So I've said it already within this little segment, but congratulations to Biomedit. All of the news, you're continuing to advance and adding to the portfolio of Ag Biosciences.
It's truly remarkable. If you have not done any looking or discovery into what Biomedit does, I highly advise you go look at their website, look at what it is they do. We also have past episodes with Aaron, with Eric Bonobo, their chief technology officer, talking about what it is they aim to do, but also what they're discovering while they do it. And it's really, really fascinating technology. And so we'll link some of those episodes in the show notes for you. Go check out Biomedit. It's a fascinating story.
But it didn't end there. We said at the top, news kept going, and that one release had five, which is crowned to Biomedit. But that does not take away from the other two announcements that have happened in the month of July, which next was Countrymark adding to its own, investing in itself, shall we say.
Yeah, and not a small chunk of change either. $100 million in refinery upgrades in their Mount Vernon facility in southern Indiana.
This is going to improve its diesel fuel quality and increase its diesel fuel production capabilities, which will make them a bigger footprint in the Midwest for fuel availability. And so congratulations.
Yeah. Doesn't this make Countrymark, it's Indiana's first commercially available renewable diesel fuel production facility?
It does. It has apparently been on the West Coast since 2010. And so because of Countrymark's investment into this, into renewable diesel, it is the first of its kind in Indiana.
Congratulations to the Countrymark team. They continue to diversify and look at new ways to bring innovation to market. Very, very untold, unsung hero here of Indiana. We love it.
And they leaned into innovation. So when you want to look at bio or diesel fuel and in that renewable energy, that first step, maybe done 20 plus years ago was biodiesel, and then innovation kept going into this platform, and now you have the sustainable, renewable diesel fuel that this plant and this investment is going to provide to Indiana.
It's very, very cool to learn about. Like so co-processed renewable diesel is basically combining the renewable feedstocks, like soybean oil, with conventional diesel. And so this project included a new reactor, catalyst, and soybean oil offloading rack and storage. And so Countrymark's going to have the potential to use up to 20 million gallons of refined, bleached, and deodorized soybean oil. That's hard to say, per year. Like that's a lot of production. And so congratulations to their team. This is economic development at its finest, and that's growing right here in the state of Indiana.
Investment in Indiana and growing in Indiana. What a beautiful combination.
We love it. Shall we move on to another one?
Yes, let's do it. This one is for all of the AI people out there in our listening world. This is a UK-based gene editing startup, Phytoform, to collaborate with Corteva to explore AI's role in boosting disease-resistant capabilities in corn.
It's really, really interesting. So they basically use machine learning to identify small changes to DNA sequences in plants that could bring beneficial impacts if activated.
Here is my favorite part of this announcement, which is that they are going to target two of the biggest diseases impacting corn production today. I just love that they're not naming what they're going to go try to solve, but they reiterate several times that it is two of the biggest. So to our farmer listeners, we will just let you go ahead and do a nice guess of what those could possibly be. You know, tar spot.
Could be.
Rust.
Maybe.
Blight.
You could visit your friends at HoosierAgToday.com and search for any agronomy update to learn what is currently affecting corn, which is maybe some of the ways we researched what is collectively happening across the state. We also texted some farmers.
We did. So when all else fails, you just go to the source. But I did love the tease. I do love that our partners at Corteva are seeking out global solutions, leveraging AI. They also just won an award for their AI, an AI breakthrough award for their predictive analysis that they have coming out of Corteva. So congratulations to the Corteva team and for staying ahead, thinking of how do we get this? And it's also staying true with the conversation. You know, this work will make it still non-GMO in their solutions. So they're kind of pairing two things here of staying on top of that national conversation of corn production and with AI.
Yeah. And this is Phytoform's first partnership with like a major company that they've worked in potatoes and tomatoes before. And I'm really proud of myself for rhyming that without getting flustered. But they're not a super old company. I think 2017 was when they were founded. And so a big deal for them, I think, to be able to step into a major crop like corn and to really start looking at some major, major problems affecting a crop like this. And so super exciting for Corteva, I think, to continue looking at outside innovation, and exciting for a company like Phytoform to work with a major corporate.
I'm loving it. You sit back and you look at this. You have AgriAlliant Genetics and GDM coming together, Biomedit, and all of their things, whether you want to concentrate on Series B closing or the new innovation in broiler or treating broiler chickens mortality. And then you go to Country Mark, who is investing in themselves and growing their footprint in Indiana, but also the Midwest, and bringing that innovation to them. And then you're ending it here with AI and a Corteva partnership, and you're driving that innovation forward using a new tool. You sit back and you say, all of this is happening here, and so many partners are coming together.
It's very inclusive of the entire ag bioscience economy. Like, we're looking across all of these subsectors that we talk about, and it's like, oh, there's some plant science and crop protection. There's animal health and nutrition. There's so much happening. There's ag tech. It's all right here. It's a bioinnovation story in here. It's very widespread, and that's really encouraging to see.
After last month, where we are recognizing and funding startups that want to go into this area, and then this month you're seeing industry saying, agree, we're doubling down as well. And so it's a beautiful combination to go back to back on months of seeing those announcements.
It's also really interesting. We talk about industry leadership out in action. And oh, by the way, Quadrant is coming up. And what is our theme for August Quadrant, Libby?
Leadership and action. And wow, what a lineup of speakers we have for you on August 20th at our next Quadrant event. The program will be a little different this time in that no keynote, because we have four fantastic speakers coming to you as a panel to talk about this. To loop in our tease from earlier, one of those panelists talking about leadership and what they have been going through is Brian Barker, the CEO of AgriAlliant Genetics, partnering with Kevin Still, the CEO of Keystone Cooperative, and Beth Archer, the executive director of Agri Institute, and then Karen Plow, our board chair and former executive of Purdue University. Listening to the four of them talk at Quadrant is going to be fantastic.
We talk about what they're all going through and the fact that they are just in motion. Like, they are doing the things that are required to keep this industry moving. And so I'm really excited.
And it ties as a nice stage setting. The podcast that ran last week was all about this gap of leadership and how we are going to have the baby boomers moving out of the workforce and getting that next generation up and helping them be prepared to take the leadership forms. And What a great conversation between Amy Jones and Blaze Curry.
Yeah, it was unique in two fronts, right? The fact that we have a talent disparity of getting people into roles in the industry, but also preparing for that leadership shift and their experience with this industry. A lot of them aren't tied to the farm and they won't be when they step into these leadership roles. And so that's going to be a big, big change. And so we'll talk a lot about that at Quadrant probably. And it's going to be a really interesting and I think refreshing conversation. I'm looking forward to it.
I did. When we were thinking about, you know, you have a quadrant in the midst of a CEO transition and you sit back and you're like, what is Agrinovis uniquely able to host a conversation on? I think leadership is falling right into that. As we take on a new CEO, we will also be doing the shift of having that next set of vision and leadership that develops all of not just Agrinovis, but the Ag Biosciences in Indiana. And I think having these four individuals and gaining insight from them is just going to be a fantastic program.
As a reminder for anybody that hasn't joined us, is interested in joining us, Quadrant is a free event. It takes place in downtown Indianapolis at Vision Loft Stutz, a very cool facility. You can register online at agrinovisindiana.com/quadrant. We hope you join us, or you can just go to agrinovisindiana.com and click on events, and Quadrant is right there. And so we hope you do join us. It's a lot of fun, couple of hours networking, a brief program, and you get to see all of us and network with industry, which is always fantastic.
Well, there we go.
That was the month.
July. What a big one.
Holy news.
Or it was the first month of H2, or the second half.
Yeah. That's what we call it around here, H2. And it is Indiana State Fair Week.
Oh, yeah. You can't not go to the state fair.
And for people that don't know the insular history of our dynamic, it's Ben's Pretzel Week. So
it's 15 days of Ben's Pretzel
at the Indiana State Fair.
Or pork burgers, or ribeyes, or milkshakes, grilled cheese.
There's so many things.
There's so many things. Once upon a time, Kayla as a reporter, me as a person who was working that time, 17 days of fun, found our way around the circle a couple of times. So I hope everyone is going to enjoy the Indiana State Fair, rocking with music this year. But the 4-H kiddos are probably already there, getting ready to show. Good luck to the families. Stay safe.
This podcast may make a cameo out at the Indiana State Fairgrounds. Stay tuned.
If only the presenting sponsor of the podcast could, you know, give a clue as to where this will be.
Where is Waldo?
Second tease of the podcast right there.
We'll let that one hang. Oh, thank you all for tuning in and joining us. On behalf of the entire Agrinovis team, she is Libby Fritz. I'm Kayla Chittister saying thank you for listening. We look forward to seeing you, hey, at Quadrant in a few weeks, real soon.
Ag Bioscience is a podcast by Agrinovis Indiana, brought to you by Indiana Farm Bureau. Produced by Kayla Chittister and Fabian Rodriguez. Photography and design by Kaylee Verstay. Video by Darren Cooper and 1898 Creative. If you like today's episode, subscribe, rate, listen, and review. Get all episodes of Ag Bioscience online at agrinovisindiana.com.